Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should there be a wage for housework? Should we give some sort of allocation, grant, wages, whatever you want to call it, to people who decide to stay and work at home? Not from home, but at home. The day-to-day things that we all do in our home. Historian Emily Kalachi, who's the author of Wages for Housework, is with me here on the line today. Emily, I know your book sort of takes us kind of deep inside the first history of the Wages for Housework movement, but probably that very same question from the 1970s stands today. It's about how we prioritise the care that we do at home.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So I presume this is something that's possibly not going to change.
In terms, you mean in terms of the work that's done in the home? It's work that's absolutely necessary. So of course it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, but the fact that we don't prioritize it and give people some sort of funding, wage, grant, whatever title we want to give it.
Yes, and this was really the point that, you know, the women in my book, in the 1970s, they really kind of caused controversy when they made this demand. This is a time when women all over the world were kind of getting together to demand equal rights. But their argument was that, you know, equal rights are really important, but they don't go far enough because we live in an economy that, you know, relies on this essential work, caring for children, maintaining households, taking care of the sick and the elderly. And, that work is unpaid. So as long as that is unpaid, you're continuing to exploit this work and perpetuate inequality. So by demanding wages for housework, they were, you know, not just looking for a paycheck, but they were really trying to challenge that entire system. So my book, you know, talks about this story through the lives of the five women who started this movement: Salma James, Maria Rosa Della Costa, Sylvia Federici, Wilmette Brown, and Margaret Prescott.
When we look at the care that we give people today, like whether they're caring for their sons, daughters, people with various disabilities or illnesses, our older parents, as they go through the years, it's a fight that even still in 2025, Emily, we hear about every single day on programs like this, the fact that we just don't prioritize the people that do it.
Absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, while this argument was, you know, really controversial at the time, I think it's really clear that they were onto something. You know, none of these issues that they raised in the 70s have gone away. This is still equally relevant. I mean, you can think about some of the statistics. I mean, for example, you know, in the UK, women, you know, do an estimated, you know, 23.2 billion hours of unpaid childcare every year. You know, that's worth something like £382 billion. So this work is still really critical to our society, and it's unpaid. And I think asking about the wage, you know, there's a question about what, as individuals, what our lives could be like if this work was compensated. But I think there's a bigger question as well, which is what kind of world would we live in if that work was valued and compensated? You know, what kinds of power would women have? What kinds of ways would we, you know, distribute our wealth differently? So I think it raises really foundational questions about the world we live in.
Do any government worldwide, Emily, does anybody offer any sort of money for people, well, wages, I suppose, for staying at home?
Well, there are different versions of it. There are, for example, widows' pensions in some parts of the world. There are things like, you know, I mean, I think you could think about things like family allowance are a form of wages for housework. So I think there are little steps in that direction, that do compensate that work. I think it's a matter of a more, you know, holistic picture that would kind of follow that pathway.
Catherine is with me on the line today, Emily, one of our listeners. It's 1800-453-106. That's the number. There's probably very few people, Catherine, who wouldn't want to see some sort of wage for staying at home, working at home, housework, whatever you want to call it, here in Ireland.
Good afternoon. I agree, and I appreciate what Emily is saying as well. The fact that she's saying, what's the value in it? Is it valued in society? What does it look like here for us in Ireland? We had the referendum last year, which, you know, we're in the unique position where women, I have a young family. We should be entitled to stay at home and take care of our young family. That might include any of or all of the housework that goes along with that, the mental load. Typically, as women as well, we do tend to care for the older members of, I guess, our family or our neighbours, things like that as well. And it's, you know, is that valued in society? I think it is. Whether or not we then get compensated for that, or that value is shown by whatever government is in power at the time, I think that's the big difference. I think now we've been told that we can have everything, but, you know, as women, we're also being made to do everything, which we can't do that. I'm in the position now where I'm supposed to return back to work in a week after maternity leave. And I've realized I can't be going back to 4 days I was doing with my first child, because I can't be doing everything and having that balance with even spending time with my children. It is really difficult. I think we need to put a value on it. And I think that governments, even in Ireland, need to know that, you know, this is really important. This is something we're going to be voting on and looking at. And families are really important. So they need to, you know, show us that. They need to show us that we will be be valued and showed that. And I guess any tax breaks that we get, Hungary has this. A lot of countries do have this in Europe, and it is having a positive effect on families and women in particular.
Siobhan from mams.ie is with us here too, Catherine. Should we prioritise the work at home a little bit more, Siobhan?
Yeah, because, you know, it's the housework and it's everything. And, you know, the female load, it's so real. And, you know, I was just thinking about all the things I've been doing in the last week. We had damage from the storm. I've been arranging to get stuff cleared out, a new fence put in, taking the kids to dentist appointments, doctor's appointments, doing college application with my kids. It's just, and then, you know, cooking the dinners, keeping the house going. And I have a job as well. So, you know, a part-time, thank God. But even juggling all of that, it's really, really difficult. And nobody ever says, you know, oh, the house looks lovely. Isn't that great? Good job. You know, you don't get any kind of recognition for it. If anything, I come in and I'm, you know, 5 minutes after I've cleaned it up, the kids have wrecked the place and I'm back to square one. So blackmail is something that I use a lot with my children to try and get them to help me in the house. And my husband's really good, but I just think women, we do take on more, and sometimes we take on too much. And actually last year I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to start saying no. Because I'm the eldest sibling as well, and I, you know, I kind of look after, you know, my younger siblings and my kids and my husband and all this kind of stuff and parents and things. And I just got so overwhelmed last year with just everything. It just felt like I had a 10-ton weight on my shoulders, and I wouldn't be very good at saying no, and I wouldn't be great at asking for help. And I've started to do that. So,
you're right.
You know, getting the kids to help. But it's, do you know what? It's. I had to learn this behavior.
I know,
because
up until now,
yeah, I've been doing everything. And, you know, my mom went on holiday and she came back and my dad was like, oh, I've cleaned the house. Everything's clean. And she's walking in the hallway, the floor, her feet are sticking to the floor. You know, so I think maybe, I know for me, my version of clean is very different to my husband's version of clean. And I was talking to your producer, we were having a giggle, because when my husband dries the dishes, say we wash the dishes, he'll dry them on a tea towel. So he lays out a tea towel and puts the dishes on it for them to air dry. And I'm like, just dry them and put them away. Don't leave them all sitting out like that. It annoys me.
It drives
him
mad.
So,
I know.
You know what he does? No, he puts a tea towel over them and he says, now you can't see them. So we're not divorced yet.
I can see why that would antagonize you. All right, Siobhan. Lucy has got in touch to say, home worker, stay at home mum. She says, I'm a glorified slave personally. And an intellectual thief as well, says Lucy. Yet another texter here says, conversation is completely sexist. As a single dad who does all the work, I find it quite disgusting. And this listener tells me, wages for housework. My teacher husband feels entitled to a nap before or after dinner while I cook the dinner, manage the 3 kids, then clean up after dinner. But he does put on the fire while I do the laundry, I do the cleaning, I do all the cooking, I do all the tidying. And I'm responsible for all the mortgage and 50% of the shopping. I think you need to have a serious chat with him. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Siobhan from mams.ie, Catherine, author, historian, Emily Kalachi. Of course, her book is Wages for Housework. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.